Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Do you have, I'm not asking you to tell me now, do you have a dodgy box in your house? Do you have black market cigarettes in your bag? Would you buy snaky coal that came down from the north? You wouldn't be alone if you did. There's a new survey that says around a quarter of Irish people, and bear in mind, when you're asked in a survey, did you or didn't you, not everyone's going to admit it. So I'd put even a health warning on this. This was commissioned by the Revenue Commissioners. Yeah, like they're going to tell the taxman the truth. A quarter of Irish people have bought a black market product or other. Writing about this was Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent, their personal finance editor. Charlie, would you agree with me there? People who are going to tell the Revenue the truth about buying dodgy things, I'd say that percentage is higher. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. I think you're absolutely right. There's two surveys here. There's one that the Revenue did, and they commissioned, rather. Now, it wasn't them directly, but it was for Revenue. And that was found that 19%, so one in five of the cigarette packs out there by smokers, held by smokers, were classified as illegal, what they call contraband. So they're normal brands of cigarettes. The brands of cigarettes we're familiar with, but there was no duty or very low duty paid on them, and they were smuggled in from some other country which has lower duty. Now, I suppose the big issue with cigarettes is something like 83% of the price is made up of duty, VAT, and excise duty, so that makes them extremely expensive. So what are we talking about here? 16 euros for 16 euros for a pack of 20, and if you're buying rollies, as they call them, that's even more expensive. I think it's about 23 euros for a pack of rollies. So no wonder huge numbers of people buy these contraband or illegal cigarettes. Not justifying it for a minute, but that's why it happens.
Yeah.
And Revenue are constantly seizing cigarettes and tobacco across the country. I think they seized about 60 million worth last year. But it's a big issue for retailers, and there's an organization called Retailers Against Smuggling, and they have conducted their own they've commissioned their own research. They got Ireland Thinks, one of these research companies, to ask 1,500 people. And across all different kinds of things, people have said that about a quarter of Irish people have bought a black market product. Now, we're talking here about cigarettes, as we say. You're right, the sneaky coal, the dodgy coal, drugs, medicines, alcohol, vaping products. And the dodgy box subscriptions, they're huge. Something like 400,000 people probably have a dodgy box where they're managing to get internet-based screening of football in particular instead of paying Sky or TNT to watch the matches. So that's huge as well. People resent having to buy a subscription to Sky, which is extremely expensive. It goes up all the time. They can do it for free on the internet TV, albeit with a delay, but they get to see these matches and get to see a whole range of other things without having to, subscribe to Netflix either, maybe. So it's huge. You're absolutely right, PJ. I mean, the fact that one in four people will admit to buying some kind of a black market product, and, they'll admit that in person to somebody, but there are many others who might be just too embarrassed to admit it, and the figure's probably higher. So, yeah, we have a real attachment to the black market stuff, the untaxed items bought.
No one is justifying it. No one is saying it's okay. But you can also see why it happens, can't you? When you, as you publish here, 16.75 now for 20 cigarettes. That's like, okay, yeah, sure, smoking is a luxury, but it's also an addiction and people can't give it up. $16.75 is an extraordinary amount of money.
And it gets absolutely whacked every time, and there's very little comment on it in every budget. Like the last budget, 75 cents went on to the 20 fags. So, yeah, brought it up to 16.75. Rolling tobacco, the rollies, about €23 for that. So, whereas, contrast that with if somebody's offering you black market cigarettes, you can probably buy 20 for €5, €6. Yeah. So you'd save a tenner there. You know, it was a huge saving. No wonder that's attractive. Like, if somebody comes into your pub and offers you smokes at that kind of price, you're going to be tempted, probably, you know. Or if you know somebody you can go to and get them at that price. So it's usually expensive to buy cigarettes. You know, a lot of students won't smoke the pack of 20. Mm-hmm. They'll buy the rollies. They retail at €22. They can probably get them for, I don't know, 10, €12 on the black market. So yeah, that's why it happens. It's not hard to see why. At the border, then, coal is a big deal because if you can get coal from Northern Ireland, there's no carbon tax charged on that. There's a lower rate of VAT. Now, the quality mightn't be there, but it's a hell of a lot cheaper. So, you know, this is why you'll get trucks travelling around offering you coal.
As you quote in your article, Charlie, I wasn't aware of this. You don't need to smoke. We know that. That's but you need to heat your house and you need to warm up your place. A bag of coal. I was shocked by this. A bag of coal, the carbon tax on one bag of coal is €5.85.
It's nearly €6. You're absolutely
that's
right.
Bonkers.
That's, you know, huge. And the carbon tax went up on that at the start of this month. On the 1st of May, carbon tax on coal went up. The carbon tax on peat briquettes. Now, I know they're an environmental nightmare, and the carbon tax on natural gas went up as well on the 1st of May. On petrol and diesel, it went up on the night of the budget. But you're absolutely right. €5.85. That's the amount of carbon tax you're paying on a bag of coal. So it's a lot, and that's why it's tempting for people just to, you know, get around that by buying an illegal dodgy bag of coal or two. And this is why this happens. You know, people go, oh, jeepers, you can't justify that amount of tax. And that's how they justify it to themselves. You know, they say the amount of tax on these things is immoral. If I can get around that, fine, you know, and that's what happens. So, you know, at some stage, the state should realise the Exchequer, people who run the Exchequer, the Department of Finance should say, look, if we just keep taxing these, we're just encouraging almost people to be, to act in an illegal way, to buy black market stuff. So, you know, there is a point where you just have to stop taxing things and decide enough is enough. People will take to, you know, if they're offered a black market product, it's attractive for them because there's so much tax.
You'll be as familiar as I am, Charlie, with the old research saying where they say correlation does not imply causation, but by goodness me, you've two sets of figures here. Price is going up, and so is smuggling. So is black market going up. You have to put the two together and say there must be a connection here.
No doubt, there's a link, PJ. Now, you know, I'm not an academic, and you know, and I don't, you know, as you say, you have to be careful about jumping to a conclusion here. But it does seem linked, all right. When there's so much tax, people are annoyed by it. People have limited incomes, and people with limited incomes get a cheaper offer. They don't really care whether tax is paid on it. If it's cheaper, that's the only thing they're thinking about. So that's what happens, you know. The state has to fund itself as well.
It has taxes.
And smokers have a big tendency to get ill, and they need hospital treatment that has to be paid for. So, you know, there are difficult arguments and there are difficult issues here. But, it's just surprising that so many people are prepared to admit that they will buy a black market product or service.
Thank you. Thank you, as always. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent. Yeah, if one in four is admitting that they bought it, roughly one in four, in or around one in four, if you take everything in and average it out. If roughly one in four people are admitting buying black market cigarettes or having a dodgy box or getting dodgy coal, like the carbon tax on a bag of coal, €5.85, and there's VAT, and there's all that stuff. If one person in four, roughly, is admitting to it, how many are not? And yeah, sure, I know the state has to fund itself. But the bag of coal, think now not of yourself, not of you in your gas-heated or air-pump-heated house. Don't think about you. think about poor old Mrs. O'Sullivan down the road. She's a pensioner. She lives on her own. She can't afford any of these highfalutin retrofitting thing for her house. She can't afford. All she's got is her bag of coal to keep herself and her cat warm. That's all she's got. Her bag of coal. Her bag of coal went up 585. It's 585. And that's tax.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.